California is one of 8 states holding primary elections tomorrow, and it's California where Senator Dianne Feinstein is running for a 6th term. She's facing a challenge from a fellow Democrat that could go all the way to November. From member station KQED, Scott Schaefer reports.
Oh, say can you see?
At a Memorial Day ceremony in San Francisco recently, Senator Dianne Feinstein invoked the usual tributes to fallen soldiers, and then she asked a question.
How would they regard this country now? Are we a country that stands for the rights of everybody?
Feinstein didn't mention his name, but it seemed clear her words were aimed at President Trump. In recent months, Feinstein has taken aim at the president for his anti-immigrant rhetoric, the travel ban, opposition to gun control, and more. It's a dramatic shift from comments she made about Trump in San Francisco last summer.
I just hope he has the ability to learn and to change. And if he does, he can be a good president. And that's my hope.
The comment stirred howls of criticism in this heavily Democratic state. And it prompted Los Angeles Democrat Kevin DeLeon, who was then leader of the state Senate, to challenge Feinstein. At the state Democratic convention earlier this year, DeLeon made reference to Feinstein's conciliatory comments about Trump.
We demand passion, not patience. We speak truth to power. And we've never been fooled into believing that Donald Trump can be a good president.
Asked recently whether she still thought Trump could be a good president, Senator Feinstein had this to say.
I don't believe that a president that lies is a good president. You have the feeling that there is a lack of stability coming out of the White House.
Since the more liberal DeLeon jumped into the race, Feinstein has abandoned some of her more conservative positions on drugs, capital punishment, and health care. But Democratic consultant Gary South says Feinstein has been slow to keep up with the state's changing politics.
The political terrain in California has moved considerably to the left since Dianne Feinstein was first elected on everything from gay marriage to recreational marijuana, you name it.
But Feinstein rejects the notion that she's suddenly changed positions for political reasons.
I know what I stand for. I've represented this state for a substantial period of time and hope to continue to do so with energy and enthusiasm.
In the state legislature, DeLeon has championed gun control, along with bills to fight climate change and protect immigrants here illegally. Polls show Feinstein way ahead in first place, with DeLeon far back, battling a relatively unknown Republican for second place and a November runoff with Feinstein. Adding to DeLeon's challenge, says pollster Mark DiCamillo, is that this race is being overshadowed by the hotly contested campaign for governor.
I think if he probably asked a straight question about is there a U.S. Senate election this year, a good chunk of likely voters would not be aware of it.
Still, under California's unusual primary system, the top two finishers, regardless of party, run off against each other in November. DeLeon believes he'd have a decent shot against Feinstein in November if he can just come in second tomorrow.
Because once that happens, the dynamic changes completely. I feel like if we get into number two slot, then resources will start coming in.
If he does finish second, DeLeon will have a lot of catching up to do in the 5 months before the November election. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.